Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, good morning. This is Dr. Cottle, your host of Women in Business Radio. Today is the second day of our tele-summit that looks at women's stories of challenge in business and the strategies used to overcome. Today, again, I have my team of women, my panel of women, who will join me to discuss, to continue the discussion on how we deal with challenges that we face in our business and the strategies that we use. Most of my guests are coaches and they are business consultants, and they work with clients to in preparing them to deal with challenges in their lives. And so today I would like to continue the discussion, and I have, you know, present, I have Dr. D'Angelo, she's here with me, and Sharita Phillip. So I want to welcome you guys to the show.
Thank
Hi.
You.
You're welcome.
Hello. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Hi.
Thank you.
Hi, Sharita. How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm fine. And well, we have, I think I have another person, a third person, and that's Deborah Sinclair, and she's from Detroit, I think. She's calling from Detroit. And so, girls, it's good to have you here, and I think I want to start one time. And yesterday we looked at the challenges that we face. And what I would like for you to do this morning is take about 2 to 3 minutes to answer this question. I wanted to rehash what was your main challenge that you shared with us yesterday, and then go on to tell us what was the strategy or strategies that you use to take your business, to deal with the challenge in order to rebound your business and to take your business forward. So I can start with Dr. D'Angelo, and you can start the discussion.
Okay. All right, I will. I have many strategies. I start first, is all depends on where I want to go, whether it's a workshop, which I do, or retreats, or a book in the business. So you have to decide first which one you're going to do. So say that I want more clients and more personal, rather than Skype in person. So what I would do is I sit down and make a list of the businesses that I feel that I would be a, what we call, a problem solver, and I would be an answer to their prayers. In other words, of giving them of my service, and then I present it to them in a format. And then we sit down and discuss what I can do for them. That's the first thing I do. And then we take it from there when we sit down and do the interview, how I can best serve each client. And that's just basically the pros and the cons. I have the client list the pros and the cons of actually hiring me and what would be the benefit and what they're looking for to make sure that, again, we are a match and the people that I'm working for are a match as well. So that's very important to me, to make sure that we're on the same level when we're sitting down. So,
okay, thank you, Cecily. But can you tell me, can you share with us one strategy that you have used to deal with your personal challenge in your business, a challenge that you have had that you were able to overcome to take your business forward?
Okay.
Can you share any like that?
Okay, that was actually getting in front of people. My challenge is, as you can see, I still have, stage fright, speaking in front of people. So I'm good at talking to people on the phone, but getting in front of people, that's a challenge for me.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're presenting workshops, you got to be able to talk and not have what we call stage fright. So what I started to do is talk in front of my friends, my family, and going to what they call Toastmasters, as well as going to different business meetings and putting myself in the spot where I have no other choice but to speak and actually come forward. I'm good at hiding, so that's what I did. I put myself in a situation where I had no other choice but to be able to speak, especially in a workshop.
You cannot hide. You have to stand up there and give and talk about your business because you're right there on the spot. There's one that was your business better than you.
Okay, so thanks, Dr. DeAngelo, for sharing, and I will call upon Sharita. Hi, Sharita, can you share with me a personal challenge that you have had in your business and the strategy or strategies that you have used to overcome? We will get to the other question, which we'll be looking at dealing with a client. But right now, I want to look at your personal challenge that you have had and how you have dealt with that in your business.
Okay, so going back to my response from yesterday, one of my challenges was that low client enrollment and sign up, and it's similar to the 90-day cycle that one of the ladies mentioned yesterday. However, all I did, I called my 90-day game plan. So every 9 days, I look at my program that I have, and I determine, okay, does this need to be changed? Am I still reaching people with this program? And if not, I restructure it so that I can now bring in more clients. So the 90-day game plan has been a great tool for me, and I am consistent with doing that 90-day program. For instance, when I had low client enrollment, I said, okay, where's my target audience? Where I'm going to get my targets from, what are they looking for, and what kind of material can I present to them that is going to be something that draws them to my coaching program. So I recommend any women that's looking to, you know, bring their business back into a growth spree is to try that 90-day cycle program that the other lady mentioned or the 90-day game plan, because every 3 months there should be a change or cycle in your business.
Okay, then. So thank you, Sharita, for sharing that. And I would like to call upon Deborah Centelier. What can you share about that? What's your biggest challenge that you have had? And share with us the strategies that you have used. Take about 2 to 3 minutes to answer this question. Okay, so.
Are you asking me, Dr. Cottle?
Yeah, Deborah.
No, Deborah Saint-Hilaire.
Yeah.
That's me. My biggest challenge was learning about all the things that I had to learn that I did not have any idea how to do. One of them was running an internet radio studio, and the second was building the website to house those programs. Mm-hmm. What I did to overcome that was I had mentors that help me learn the equipment and guide me to what equipment I needed to buy, and then help me learn how to run it. And he's now still with me as my producer. The other thing I had to do was build the website, and I couldn't get anybody to understand how I wanted it to be. So what I did was I started taking online classes on building the website. Now I know as much as I want to know. I can maintain it. I could probably build a simple website from scratch, but now I have a gentleman that exchanges advertising with me that comes in every other Friday and tutors me how to move forward.
Thank you for sharing this, Deborah. And I would like to call upon Deborah Lange. Hi, Deborah, how are you? Can you share with us your challenge and the strategy that you have used to overcome it?
Hi, it's great to be here again.
Thank you.
It's Deb Lane from Australia. So, loved hearing everyone else's stories too. So, my challenges have been going in and out of business because of family commitments, different things happening in life. So, it's like starting over again. And in a way, though, that's helped me, I suppose, get into this, like, the 90-day challenge or the 90-day cycle. But also about really looking at multiple products and services and not just being, like, one thing. So a lot of, say, for example, a lot of people call themselves a coach, or they go into a coaching course and they become a coach. And So in my life, like I've been a workshop facilitator, a mentor, I've done coaching. So there's some one-on-one things, and then there's some group things, and there's some speaking and authoring. So I've really claimed that I'm not, I just don't do the one thing. I've got six different methods with six different sorts of packages or six different types of services. And then I'm also not just focusing on one area of expertise. I feel, well, I'm a bit older now, so I've got quite a few different areas of expertise. And this is a part of the 90-day cycle. Two is saying, right, with this 90 days, I'm going to focus on, say, helping people with resilience, be more resilient, be able to overcome challenges, get back up when you've been knocked down. Now, who needs that? Identify the group of people who wants that, who cares about that, really go out and talk to those people about what's the best way I can provide that to them.
Okay.
So, in fact, I'm actually constantly changing and constantly developing new markets and new products and services. So I think that's something to really remember. And no matter what business you're in, it just can't stay the same. It is about growth and change, and for me, being in business, I like that variety anyway. So I think most people who go into business do like the variety as well. So that's if you think you've got a great product and you just want to, you know, sell that product, maybe you actually need to look at, well, what could add on to that product or add on to that service. There's other things.
Okay, then. Thank you, Deborah, for sharing. And I want to move on. And I just want to say also that thanks for sharing your strategies and that you have used personally to deal with your problems. And I want to share what my other guest, Lynn Hawkins, was here yesterday, and today she has another appointment. As a result, she cannot be here. But she shared with me on Facebook in our communication, and she said the strategies that she has used is one that is called PDRAD, and it means to plan, to do, to review, to adjust, and to do. And she uses this methodology in an everyday challenge approach, so to speak. And so in terms of looking at strategies, or, you know, I thought I'd introduce this also and share with you what Lynn's view on strategies were. And so, ladies, I would like for you now to look at the, share with us something, an experience working with a client, a problem that they have had, and the strategy that you have recommended to help them to take their business forward. And so I would like to begin with Deborah Lange. And can you share with us an experience that you have had with your client, a challenge that they have had, and what was your recommendation to help them come out of it? Let's take about 2 minutes, because, again, time is of the essence, and if we could address this in 2 minutes, it would be great.
Okay. I'm currently working with somebody who actually wants to move from her corporate career to being in her own business. So the strategy that I'm working on with her is really helping her identify all of her strengths, helping her identify what kind of a business she wants, whether she wants to develop a business where she will focus on it for about the next 5 years because then she'll want to sell it, or whether, in fact, she wants a business that's more an expert knowledge, what we call these days an infopreneur, someone with expert knowledge who would actually be more into the writing of training programs and books and authoring and speaking. And you don't actually sell those kinds of businesses, so you actually have to have numerous products to actually generate, you know, long-term income from them. So yeah. At the moment, I'm really helping her around clarity, because a lot of people only think of a business model as, I'm going to develop a business and I have to sell it. So what can I do that's going to be there, and then I'll make my money from selling it? Most people don't think about the newer style businesses, which are more the one-person business, the solo business. Maybe you might have a virtual assistant or only one or two people in the business. And it's a different way of earning income in that kind of business than a business that has bricks and mortar and products. So it's really about identifying what kind of business that she wants and what are her strengths and how she actually wants to go about doing this kind of work, leading a corporate career.
Okay, Deborah, thanks for sharing. And I'd like to call upon Sharita. Hi, Sharita, can you share with us, you know, your experience working with a client, the challenge that they had, and what strategy that you used? Let's try and make it 2 minutes or two and a half minutes, darling. Thank you very much.
Yes, well, I have a client recently that I work with who was stuck. She couldn't take her business to the next level, so she sought me out. So the program that I used was, it's a three-prong system. It's identify, plan, and execute. So I walked her through to help her identify where she was stuck, how did she get to that position, and then I helped her plan. So she had to create a plan that will help prepare her business to the next level. In that planning phase, she's brainstorming of what had worked in the past and where she got stuck and then how she can move forward. After she does those two steps, then, it's the execution plan. Now you have to execute the plan that you have set, and you have to follow precisely the plan that you have created to take your business to the next level. So that's the system that I use that when I'm stuck in business and when my clients are stuck in business, because if without a plan, you're going to fail. So I make sure that they plan it well, and then we execute it. So you have to identify the problem, you have to plan, and then you have to execute, and that's the system that I always use.
Thank you very much, Sharita, for sharing. And can I call upon Dr. DeAngelo? Can you share with us your experience working with a client and the strategies that you recommended and to them in order to take their business forward?
Well, there's always a plan. You sit down, you write out a plan, and we see where they want to go and the audience they want to target, and we work on that, and we get this list, and we work from there. And then as we get the list and work at each one, we strategize, meaning knowing where we want to go and how we got to go about it, step by step. And as we figure this out with each client, because each person is different, we say, okay, this is what we got to do, and we work on it together. Sometimes I hold their hand and go step by step with them, or sometimes I step back and let them go further until they get stuck, and then they call me out for what we call an emergency to go forward. And then we take it from there, and they reach the next level. Mm-hmm. That's what I do with my clients.
Okay.
I come in to my emergency.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. DeAngelo, for sharing your strategy that you use. And I would like to call upon Deborah Lange. And hi, Deborah. Can you share with us, you know, a challenge that you have had to work with a client and the strategy that you have used to help them overcome?
I think you mean the other Deborah. Deborah Lange's spoken already, so the other Deborah.
Deb St. Hilaire.
Yeah. It's a bit confusing.
It is, and we spell it the same way, too, which doesn't help.
Yeah.
I'm okay.
You can call me Deb, and you be Deborah.
Okay, that's a deal. How's that sound, Dr. Cottle?
Okay. Hi, Deborah. Deborah Lange, can I hear your perspective?
Deborah Lange already said what she did, so it's my turn, Deborah St. Hilaire.
Oh, my. I'm so sorry. Oh, okay. Hi, Deborah. Hi, Deborah St. Hilaire. Oh, my God. Sorry, I'm really sorry.
That's
okay. Let's hear you, Deborah.
One of my big things in my coaching practice is really getting to know how the person that I'm coaching relates and how they learn, and that's the way that I go about my coaching. So this one day I had this young woman And she was an artist, a graphics artist. And that's what she went to school for. But she wanted to do all these other holistic practices like Qin Yang and yoga and herbal medications and Ayurvedic medicine. And her range of knowledge was huge, but she could not focus. And so what I did was I drew her and I drew suns all above her, and I labeled them with all the things that she wanted to do. And I said, and I made her be a flower. And I said, what you have to do is you have to pick which sun you want to grow toward first. And the way to do that is to figure out what's going to get you where you want to go the fastest, how you're going to earn money to do the other things that you want to do, and how you will be accepted into the community. So because her degree was in graphic arts, and thank God that was the path that she took. And then I started getting her integrated into a networking system by joining the Chamber of Commerce and a leads group. And she's doing very well now, and she also has a small yoga studio.
Okay, so thanks. I love that. I love the approach that you use and the analogies that you use. I'm very creative, and I want to say thanks, ladies, for sharing your expert knowledge on you know, how you work in trying to deal with challenges. Now, I have one question. I have a question that I would like you to answer, and the question is, if you have to name one challenge that we haven't yet mentioned here, that most women in business tend to experience. If you can answer it with just maybe one word, a challenge that most women encounter, a challenge that we did not mention here. And so, can you share with me? And our first begin. Who is it?
Yeah, okay. It's Deborah from Australia. And I'll just say that I think most women suffer from lack of self-belief. They don't believe in themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So you really have to believe in yourself if you want to be in business.
Okay. The lack of belief in oneself. Okay. So that's a great challenge, I think, that a lot of women experience. And as we had Dr. Angelus talking about, being able to be confident to go out there and speak, and that fear of facing an audience. And so one must have, I think, confidence is very important. And so can I hear, Sharita, what one word, one challenge that we haven't spoke about that you have found as women in business experience?
Burnout. Burnout, because right? They're struggling how to balance it all.
Yeah, I agree. Sure. And can I hear Deborah Centilia? What's your other challenge that you believe women in business experience?
Learning to delegate.
Wow. Yes. Thank you. Learning to delegate is another problem that we do have. And can I hear Dr. Angelo? What's that one challenge that you think that is also common that women in business experience?
Breaking through the good old boys club, being a woman in business.
That's a good one.
Yeah, breaking through the is it necessarily breaking through the boys club, or is business a boys club thing, or is business for everyone? Which is it? Are we breaking into a new area that is not really, we are not really comfortable with, or we are not yet used to? Anybody can answer this question.
It depends on business, I think.
Right. There you go.
Okay. Let's get this. Can I have somebody else share their perspective? Okay.
That's a very long question, getting into men's and women's stuff. I think it depends what kind of business you're in,
mm-hmm.
and whether you're focused on, you know, like retail, more feminine type services, or whether you're in the corporate world or providing services to larger organisations.
Yeah.
There's probably more issues with men in the big corporates than there are for women if they're in a small business providing more female women's type service.
Yeah, I agree. Anyhow, thank you, ladies. Somebody else wanted to share their perspective?
It's Deborah. I think it also depends on the age of the men that you're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
I think it goes back, it's Sharita, I think it goes back to the lack of confidence. You find men typically normally more confident than women because women have been put in the back burner so long where the men are outspoken and not a lot of women are. Because normally we have an outspoken woman, she's seen as, you know, the bee, or she's seen as just mean and nobody wants to deal with her. So I think it goes back to that.
Yeah.
It's changing. So that's the
it's
best
changing.
Part.
It is changing.
Yes, it's changing now. Yes, it's changing now as more and more women get empowered for platforms like this. It's changing because of platforms like this.
More
business owners, we're going to create a whole new environment.
Yeah.
Yes, because, I agree.
Yeah, we do have a lot to share with the world, so why not? We have to come out of that box, and we have to break through. You know, whatever is there to dominate or to control us from moving ahead. And so the empowerment of women, I think, is very important, and hence the reason for Women in Business Radio and for shows like what I've put on here, the Women's Stories of Talent. I think it's important to share. It's important to share our challenges and let others know that you are not alone. I mean, there are others. We are also experiencing problems. And we have learned a lot through our experiences. And I think the Learning Circle, too, is a great place to start because we are looking at women who have the experience, women who have been there, and women who are prepared to share the experiences that they have so that we, you know, the less experienced businesswoman can learn from these women who have been there. And so I want to say, ladies, thanks for joining me today. And I would like to pick up this discussion tomorrow. And really, really, I enjoy your presence and your contribution. And tomorrow I would like to pick up by looking at the question that looks at how important is our mental health and physical health wellness to our business. I would like to start here tomorrow. And whole look at how important is support, because you all mentioned that, and how important is the confidence, self-confidence, and self-love. And so tomorrow we'll pick up with those topics, and hopefully we'll have a great time sharing. And have a great day. And
thank you. That was great.
You. Have a good day.
You're welcome. Thank you very much. I also want to take this time to thank my audience for listening in, and I want to say I hope you enjoyed today's show and looking forward to seeing you tomorrow. Have a great day.